Welcome to the Link Together podcast, a place where we attempt to unpack the connections between our faith and how it influences the way that we live our daily lives. I'm your host, Bob Hegdahl, pastor for mission and outreach at Calvary Lutheran Church in Clarkston, Michigan, as well as the development pastor for our campus in Lapeer, Michigan. Each episode is going to offer some different perspective into possible avenues of living out our faith through our daily lives, and we'll feature an interview segment with someone from one of the campuses of Calvary, the communities that we serve, and beyond. In the segment Spiritual Snack, I'll be taking an everyday word and unpacking its relation to life and faith, giving the listeners some food for thought as to how faith may or may not be playing a role in their daily lives. Another segment is called Talk to the Hand, a five-question interview with a new guest each episode, sharing how their faith is interwoven into their daily lives. Each guest on the Link Together podcast will be answering the same five questions, so be sure to tune in each episode to see how the same questions are answered differently as individuals look through their own lens of faith when answering. Now that we've established what's going to happen on the Link Together podcast, let's begin. We are glad that you have joined us today and hope that you will subscribe so that you do not miss any future episodes, which will arrive on the first and third Thursdays of each and every month. It's now time for our spiritual snack, where one word is identified and then unpacked, looking through the lens of faith and daily life. The word for this episode is patience. Patience. It seems like people have been asked to have an abundance of patience over this last year. As we mark the one-year anniversary of the pandemic, the understanding of the term patience may have taken on different lives at various points over these last 12 months for many of us. As things such as restrictions are slowly beginning to ease, our willingness for patience may be at an all-time low. We are ready to assume whatever the new normal will be, as the old new normal, if there ever was such a thing, fades into the sunset. Some people's patience is probably razor thin right about now. They've had enough, they've seen enough and endured enough, and they are ready to begin to have more control on what they do or don't do, participate in or not participate in, on the people they see, on how often they see them, and what the interaction ultimately looks like. You get the point. Those type of feelings are certainly understandable. This has been a long, tough year. We had grown accustomed to doing what we want to do when we want to do it, and we aren't especially fond of being told what to do. As a person of faith who wants to live their daily life to reflect the faith they have and believe in, these feelings can seem troubling. We know what is most likely the right thing to do, and for the most part, we've been doing it. But the yearning to resume to having more control can often present a challenge. This is where patience comes in. We all know that having patience isn't the easiest thing to do. It starts early. Patience when you were an infant and wanted things immediately. Patience when you were younger and couldn't wait until your birthday or Christmas morning. Patience when you were a teenager and couldn't wait to be able to have more freedom that comes, starting with high school and continues with going away to college or work and claiming your independence. This year has been especially hard for this group, adapting to virtual learning and not getting the in-person experiences that they had hoped and longed for. Patience when you're in the workforce and awaiting news of who would get that new promotion, the transfer they were hoping for, or the recognition they deserve. We live most of our lives needing to practice some form of patience, and never has the need for patience been greater than it is right now. As people who desire to live out our faith as a reflection of our faith, now is the time when we're called to model patience for others to see. We need to be patient as more and more ways are discovered to combat the deadly virus that we are living with. We need to have patience with one another, as each of us has our own level of comfort with embracing the new protocols, the ways of being, and interacting with one another. We need to have patience with those who are still afraid, as well as those who are done with it all and may engage in things that could be considered dangerous to us. We need to be patient with our own understandings of how we feel in relationship to this pandemic, and be truthful in what we are okay or not okay with. As people of faith, We need to look no further than the scripture to find people who also have waited and were in need of patience. Those who experienced exile, those who waited generations for the promised Messiah, those who desired to do the right thing, but didn't have the patience or understanding to do so. Today, as we look to living our daily lives as a reflection of our faith, it starts and ends with patience. Patience to keep wearing masks, as it's one of the best things we can do not only for ourselves, but for all those whom we encounter. Patience to be vigilant with social distancing and limiting interactions with others, so that we can together get to the point of finding the new normal, whatever that may be. Patience to be compassionate for others who are on the same journey with us, but may not be in the same place that we are. It will get better. We will move on. And until such a time, patience is the greatest gift we could give to one another. We are called to do this, to make this part of the fabric of our faith in our daily lives, because we know of the patience that God has for each and every one of us. Patience to love us when we are unlovable. Patience to endure when we stray. Patience to forgive us when we need it. Patience to offer us grace when we fall short. God has an abundant amount of patience for each and every one of us. Part of our calling as people of faith, who want our faith to be present in our daily lives, is to have that same level of patience that God has for us, for others. Patience for those in our lives that are currently tough to love. Patience for those who have strayed from our lives for whatever reason. Patience to forgive those that may disappoint us by their thoughts, words, or actions. Patience to offer grace to those around us, the grace that first came to us and was modeled for us by Jesus. As we attempt to have patience during this time of pandemic, we may be reminded of the patience that God affords us on a regular basis. May we center our lives and interactions with a faith that follows the commandment that Jesus came to us with, summed up as, love one another. We certainly could use more love in the world. Love expressed through patience might just be the best kind of love that we could offer one another this day. Patience, one word that says a lot. Now is the time for the interview segment called Talk to the Hand, and I'm very excited to be interviewing this young woman as the first guest on the Link Together podcast. She is a strong woman who truly lives her daily life through the lens of her faith. She is kind, compassionate, with a passion for serving others. She's a sister, daughter, friend, coach, advocate, student, and much, much more. She also happens to be my daughter, Kira, who makes me so proud every day to know her, who awes me with her strength and perseverance, who moves me with the depth of her thoughts and faith, who also brings me cookies whenever she stops at 7-Eleven. Well, Kira, thank you for being the first guest on the Link Together podcast. It's an honor to have you with us today. It's my daughter and also as a person of faith. So if you could begin with sharing with our listeners just a little slice of the story as to how you became a person of faith.
Well, I would say I was kind of born into the church. Both my parents are pastors, so being a part of church every week was just part of my weekly routine. I grew up in the church around church people.
So thank you for sharing that about your faith life, Kira. The next question is, you know, in what specific ways do you see your faith affect the way that you live out your daily life at work or your home life or with your friends or even at school? How do you see you living your faith in your daily life through all those different elements?
I would say living my life through faith is more of a change in mindset more than specific at work or in school. I think I just have a different approach to things, like my relationships. I really see God working through the people around me, and you know, the choices that I make or the things that happen to me, I really feel that I see God working through my life in different ways. I wouldn't say anything specific about at work or in my home life. It's just the way that I interact with other people and the way that I view other people in my relationships that I really see God working through that.
So Kira, on your journey of faith, you know, who were some of the people that impacted your faith walk? You know, those people who modeled living their life through how they led their lives. And What part of what you witnessed from them, you know, became part of how you live out your faith life today?
I think my biggest role model in my walk of faith would be my dad. Just the way that he presents himself, the way that you present yourself, the example that you showed to me of just loving everyone and accepting everyone and more living your life the way that Jesus lived his life rather than strictly following rules or scripture. It's more about, you know, living your life as a person of faith in loving others the way that Jesus would have loved everyone. Just the perspective that you give me when you talk about the historical context of the Bible and how Jesus interacted with his peers and how we can every day live our lives through service of others. I would say that that's impacted me the most. And in my daily life, I feel God working the most when I'm out serving community or interacting with other people of faith.
Okay, well, thank you for that. The next question is, you know, in what areas of your life do you wish reflected more of your faith or the person that you are to those that you encounter?
I would say that I'm more open about my faith in just my family and my close circle, but I wish that I could spread my beliefs and my own faith journey more with strangers or more with the public. I think it's tough in this day and age with so much judgment on social media, and it's hard to be super open about such a controversial topic. But I think, especially the way that I hope to live my life as a person of faith in more the overall topic of just loving others, I think that I could be a lot more open about that with people that I'm not as comfortable with and really sharing my faith journey with others, not just the people that are closest to me.
What advice would you give to someone who wants to live their faith through their daily life, but they're just not sure where to begin?
I would say definitely find someone, a role model, a mentor that you think lives their life in the way that you want to live your own daily life and your own walk of faith. Find someone that you admire and then kind of ask them, like, what do you think about this? Or how do you think I should, you know, start my own faith journey? Ask them about their personal upbringings, ask them how they came into their own faith journey. And having kind of a role model and someone that you want to model your own faith journey after is really important, because if you just go into it thinking, you know, I want to do this or I want to be going to church every Sunday, that might not be the way that you personally feel most connected to God. So I think it's really important to find exactly what you want to get out of your faith journey and someone who embodies that so that you can start your journey in a way that you really feel that you'll be able to stick to it.
Okay, thank you for that answer. The next question is, you know, in what specific ways do you see your faith affect the way that you live your daily life, whether it's at work or in your home life with your friends or even at school?
I would say that my faith affects the way that I view the world. It's not as much specifically at work or in my home life. It's kind of just in general in my life. I view the people in my life, the events that happen. You know, I think that God has his own plan for me. And whenever things happen, I kind of just try to see, you know, like, what do I think God meant with this? Or sometimes something will happen to me. I recently had a death in the family, and it's really hard at the time. But then later you kind of see, oh, like, this is what was meant to happen in this way. And, you know, God is still working through me, through the people in my life. And I would say that I see God working more through the people that I'm surrounded with than anything else.
Well, Kira, I really want to thank you for being the first guest and going through the talk to the hand questions. And so what advice would you give to the future people who will be sitting where you're sitting as they get ready to answer these same questions?
I would say definitely look at the questions and really think about your answers and how you can help the most people with your responses, and relax. Think of it more as a conversation rather than, you know, a public speaking event or anything like that. I really like the format of this podcast, how, you know, each guest is going to get asked these same questions, because I'll be interested to see how different people with different backgrounds will answer these same questions that I answered.
The Link Together Connecting Faith and Daily Life podcast is a ministry of Calvary Lutheran Church with campuses in Clarkston, White Lake, Pontiac, Lapeer, Pinckney, and beyond. Calvary Lutheran Church is here because you matter. At Calvary, people are invited to come as they really are and to become all that God has made them to be. We believe that we are blessed so that we may be a blessing to others, and our mission is ultimately to know Christ and to make Christ known. To find out more about Calvary Lutheran Church and all of the vibrant ministries, check out our webpage at calvaryinfo.org, or better yet, attend one of our weekly worship experiences, either online or in person. Thank you for listening to the first episode of the Linked Together podcast. I will leave you today with what will be my sign-off for each episode. And until next time, keep making those faith and daily life connections, as you may be the first or only Bible someone may ever read. And until next time, God's peace to you this day and always. Here are some of the mission and outreach opportunities currently going on at Calvary Lutheran Church. Through a partnership with the Clarkston Schools, we are collecting new boxes of and packs of kids' scissors, pens, pencils, markers, highlighters, colored pencils, boxes and pouches, glue sticks, watercolor paint sets, spiral notebooks, three-ring binders, and single-serve packages of popcorn, pretzels, goldfish, Cheez-Its, and granola bars. Please bring the items to Calvary's Clarkston campus or deliver them directly to the Clarkston Community School Board office. We also are continuing our partnership with Lighthouse of Oakland County to distribute boxes of non-perishable food to our neighbors and local agencies each Wednesday morning at our Clarkston campus from 8 to noon. Please see our website to sign up if you'd like to volunteer for the food distribution, or if you have more questions about the school supplies that we're collecting for Clarkston Public Schools.